The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, let's do this. Rape you. Rape you, Bill Cosby will rape you, and maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will drug you. Maybe do it again. Then he'll fuck you without your consent. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. His favorite method of banging means you won't know what's happening. You're unconscious, so you can't say stop. He'll fuck you with a frozen pudding pop.
You know anything about Spanish fly?
Rape you. Rape you. Bill Cosby will rape you. And maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will rape you. Rape you. Rape you. Rape you. Rape you. Rape you. Rape you, rape you, Bill Cosby will rape you. Don't rape me, Mr. Cosby, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Fuck yeah. Words are my shit. Welcome everybody to the Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 3, verse 31. Doing it live on June 18th, 2020. Live on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Also on Twitch and on Facebook. I have the Periscope chat up. Welcome everybody, Flower USA, Jay Manskies. Welcome to the show. As I said on Facebook as well, I'll share that to the group. Facebook group, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, if you want to join the group. You may do so. You want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Pop this bitch in, there we go. Disciples of Stoner Jesus. share that shit. A lot of stuff going on tonight. All information on the show, social media links, all that stuff can be found at synergesus.net. I feel like my voice is low. I feel like it's too low. Hold on. I feel like I need more. More volume on this shit. Maybe just my headphones. I don't know. In any case, if I sound like shit, let me know in the chat area on Periscope, preferably. Or you can tweet me. @SternJesus420. A lot of stuff going on tonight. Talk about black women. Something that cuts across all racial divides. Something that will bring us together. Also, return of weed news. Talk about that. Why we haven't done weed news in a while. Why I'm bringing it back. And I did an interview with adult legend Sarah J. She has CBD products coming up, including CBD Sex Lube. That's right, I said CBD Sex Lube. Talk about all that. That'll be coming up. Kill that music. That's enough. We get it. It's rock and roll. It's a hardcore opening to the show designed to get you all fucking amped up. Amped up for this shit. Come on. Or don't. It doesn't matter. You can be stoned and not amped up at all. Maybe you'll fall asleep partway through the show. I don't care. It counts as a view and or download. Or a stream or whatever. It counts. So it's good. As I said, a lot of stuff going on tonight. Of course, the OnlyFans. If you want to check that out, OnlyFans.com/SternJesus. I have a lot of my adult interviews, adult star interviews up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm leaning toward, and I can go live on OnlyFans, I'm leaning toward a live screening of a legendary porn movie, like Deep Throat, something from the 70s, something really just, you know, really jam-packed with stuff to talk about. Deep Throat, Debbie Does Dallas, Behind the Green Door, something like that, some 70s iconic porn movie, full length. Do a live on the OnlyFans. You can follow me for free, OnlyFans.com/StonerJesus. You can find all my social media links, all that stuff. I think I've linked OnlyFans on StonerJesus.net. Old episodes, sponsors, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net is where you can find it. Welcome, everybody. Listening to the show, watching the show, whether it's now or later, on demand, audio, video, all that stuff. I feel like my volume went down again. What the hell is going on here? This is annoying me. This is not a cheap fucking microphone. This fucking microphone is going out. I'm going to be PO'd. Anyway. Man, it's fairly good. It's good enough. It's good enough audio for our purposes. Anyway. As I said, our love of black women. White, Asian, black, other Asian, non-Oriental, Asian, but more Western, Asian, Middle Eastern, Arab, Ruski, that's a slur, isn't it? You can't say Ruski. Russian. one thing that cuts across all barriers is a love of black women. I remember growing up, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston, women like that. It brings us all together. But maybe for a lot of you, and I know for a lot of you, myself included, your first love of a black woman was the Aunt Jemima pancake bottle. Or, more likely, the Mrs. Buttersworth pancake syrup bottle. Because Mrs. Buttersworth, you got the whole thing. You got the upper area and whatever the fucking that big dress she was wearing or whatever. Anyway, most of us are aware that these are old African American stereotypes. But we grew up with them. Apparently Aunt Jemima, as you'll see in this video, has been updated a little bit. But now she's gone. You know, I'm getting pancakes from Aunt Jemima. Uncle Ben's, he's gone. If they were replaced with white people, that would be... Hopefully they're smart enough. not to replace Uncle Ben, with Uncle Dave. Some really fucking nerdy white dude wants to sell you rice. Uncle Dave's rice, bro. It's plain and white, just like Uncle Dave. God damn it. This sounds like shit in my ear. I'm hoping it's the fucking headphones and not this actual microphone. That would totally piss me off. Anyway, here you go. New graphic. Look at that. Ah, it's kind of high. It's cutting into all this important stuff I got going on here. My important haphazard facial hair construction. Anyway, Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima is history. Quaker Oats announcing today that it is retiring both the logo and the name of the 130-year-old brand, saying the brand's origins are based on a racial stereotype dating to the days of slavery. Anne Mercogliano has more.
The Aunt Jemima brand is getting erased. The name and logo are being dropped from all products, including the iconic pancake mix and maple syrup. Within hours of the Aunt Jemima announcement came word that Uncle Ben's rice would get a new brand identity too. The move by Quaker Oats comes as companies are grappling with branding issues in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement sweeping America.
Just pour out Aunt Jemima buckwheat mix from the yellow box.
The pancake has existed since...
The buckwheat mix is probably a bit much. I don't know. Is this just piling on at that point?
1889.
Aunt Jemima pancakes.
The Aunt Jemima image is rooted in a mammy stereotype, and over the years, she's taken on different looks. In 1989, her headscarf was removed, and she was given pearl earrings and a more modern look.
Aunt Jemima! Did you know the name Aunt Jemima means slave mammy of the plantation south?
This TikTok video by the singer Kirby is believed to be the catalyst for the big change, although there have been calls in the past for the company to get rid of the name and image.
Black lives matter, people. Even over breakfast.
The idea that...
I know. I saw that video, and I mean, I understand the awareness part. I guess it was also supposed to be kind of, you know, I don't know, was it supposed to be humorous at all? Because it wasn't. It wasn't at all. It's, I don't know.
Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's and hopefully other brands that have been upholding monuments to slavery in this country will all be torn down. This is a really important moment.
Uncle Ben's rice is a monument to slavery? Hey, most people just saw it as rice. We had no idea.
Brought about by the young people that are protecting.
And I'll tell you what. My younger days, when I was hiding in the bathroom jerking off to a Mrs. Butterworth bottle, I wasn't thinking about slavery. Maybe that's my bad. Maybe that's what I need to take responsibility for as a white man. When I was jizzing on Mrs. Butterworth's face, I wasn't thinking about oppression or racial injustice. I was thinking, man, I wish I was coming on a real woman's face and not, sadly, on a pancake syrup bottle. Thank you.
Testing in the streets.
Quick.
Black Lives Matter.
Quaker Oats issued this statement. We recognize Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. While work has been done over the years to update the brand in a manner intended to be appropriate and respectful, we realize those changes are not enough. The company says they've already started eliminating the image and the name from packaging and cut.
They should make the Quaker Oats dude like some thug dude like Ice-T. Quaker Oats dude should be replaced with Ice-T. Does Quaker Oats make Ice-T? Would it be Ice-T brand Ice-T if so? Oh, fuck. Listen, feel free. Whoever owns Quaker Oats, I'm sure it's some big conglomerate corporation. Feel free to use these. I won't charge you. Ice-T oatmeal. And please, please, if they don't make iced tea, start making iced tea. Iced tea, iced tea. Give me some of that iced tea, iced tea.
Customers should start seeing changes on supermarket shelves later this year. They haven't announced the new name or what the new packaging will look like. Customers we spoke to have...
Be Gwyneth Paltrow or something.
Had mixed opinions.
What is your opinion about the change?
Yeah, I like the change. It's probably overdue, and now we move on.
It's a little ridiculous for me, but that's...
Do we? Now we move on. We fixed racism, motherfucker. We got rid of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. Let's fucking move on, bro.
Just my opinion. I would just leave it the way it is.
He doesn't like that bullshit. He's not here for your bullshit, Aunt Jemima. Anyway, this brings us to the most important part of all this. How are we going to use this opportunity to, one, create content for the show, and two, heal racial divides and wounds that have festered for hundreds of years? Well, I know how. Again, it's for our love of black women. While you white boys out there, you grew up jerking off the black women. You know you did. Like I said, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston. I don't think Paula Abdul's black, but she's, you know, she's something not white. Maybe she's just well tanned and changed her name. I don't know. But I get the impression she's not Caucasian, is my point. It's something, again, that cuts across all racial divides. Here's what I want to do. I put a tweet up on Twitter and nobody gave a shit. I said, we're the most beautiful black women in the world. Tell me, give me a list. Nobody fucking cares. So I make my own fucking list. I don't care. Again, it's content for the show. I'll do what I need to do. Here's what I want to do. Make a bracket. 16 women. Get a bracket, put it together, post it, and every couple days, post a matchup for voting on Twitter. Now, where am I going to get this list? I have a fucking list laying around of hot black broads. So, what are you going to do, Stoner Jesus? Well, fucking go to the internet. You've heard the internet, right? Dumbass has been making lists for years. They got nothing better to do. So here we are. The Trend Spotter, and this was in 2018... They did an article, 20 most black, beautiful black women in the world. Many of these, of course, are not surprising. Number one was Beyonce. She'll definitely be in there. Rihanna, she'll definitely be in there. Kerry Washington, absolutely. Kelly Rowland. I don't know. Do we need two of Destiny's Children? We'll see. I'll make that executive decision. Gabriel Union, absolutely. Jasmine Tuks, have no idea who that is. Apparently she's a Victoria's Secret model, which is a pretty good pedigree, if you will. Aja Naomi King is on How to Get Away with Murder. Never heard of her. Will she make it? I have no idea. The woman who won an Academy Award. Come on. You're killing me. You're killing me. She won an Academy Award for 12 years as a slave, Lupita Nyong'o? I probably got that wrong. I usually do. Butcher names. Tyra Banks, absolutely. I'm going with history. So there's some other lists on here. They have some older women. Like, of course, older guys will immediately think of somebody like Pam Grier. She'll be on the list, absolutely. Naomi Campbell, of course. Ciara. Janelle Monáe. Alicia Keys. Zoe Saldana. There's a lot of different possibilities. Jada Pinkett Smith, Rosario Dawson, Kiki Palmer, of course, Megan Thee Stallion, a new entry, obviously probably be on the list as well. There is Essence did their own list, and also IMDb did a list, which is pretty interesting. The Essence list, I may have to read it more in depth because it's fucking weird. And, well, it's weird. First of all, it left me on number 21. Why am I not at the top? This is fun. Scrolling up. See it in my glasses. Scrolling up. Dorothy Dandridge. Older Hollywood actress. Will she make the list? I don't know. We'll see. But it's just an example of someone back in the day. Now, this is the 30 most beautiful black women in history, and they have one, Dorothy Dandridge, two, First Lady Michelle Obama. I mean, I think it's a stretch, but Michelle Obama is two, and three, and four. I don't know if it's just kissing ass. I don't know if that's just the numbers don't mean anything. There's going to be a lot more than 30. I didn't scroll down enough. Sade, with her hit Smooth Operator. Will she make the list? I don't know. Probably not. Pam Grier, as I mentioned. Whitney Houston. Halle Berry, of course, will definitely be on the list. Diana Ross. Iman, who's a model, did all kinds of shit. Jane Kennedy, former Miss Ohio. She was the first black woman to host a sports program on CBS. She did the NFL Today. I had no idea. Lauryn Hill. Lena Horne, another older name. There's Beyonce again. Obviously, as I said, Beyonce is going to make the list. Felicia Rashad, Mrs. Huxtable, The Cosby Show. By the way, we started off the show with St. Peter's song, Bill Cosby Will Rape You. Have not heard from St. Peter in a while. Did he die from snorting liquefied bat brains that he scraped off the side of the road? I don't know. It's possible. Vanessa Williams, another good entry. I'll cut it down to 16. 16 is a good number for a bracket and for the polls and doing and the matchups and all that stuff. I could do more, obviously, but look, I'm taking all the responsibility for healing all the racial wounds and inequalities in the world by myself. You motherfuckers gotta do something too, all right? I'm not doing this all by myself. Okay, I'm not lifting this burden without, you motherfuckers throwing in. Desiree Rogers, former White House Social Secretary. I don't know. See, that's when we're getting a little bit into the weeds with not well-known people. Because it's going to be voted on by you on Twitter at StonerJesus420. It's going to be well-known people. IMDb had a list of, it's from, I guess, user-generated. It was created in December 2013, updated in February of 2016. 50 Most Beautiful Black Women of All Time. Halle Berry was one. Keisha Knight Pullum from The Cosby Show also made the list. LaToya Luckett Walker, 2-time Grammy Award singer. I had no idea. Grammy Award winning singer. Dorothy Dandridge. Janet Jackson, as I mentioned. Megan Good. Gabrielle Union, a lot of these people. If it's someone I haven't heard of, not to make it all about me, but it is my show, and it's going to be my poll and my thing. If I haven't heard of them, they're probably not going to make the list. So if I haven't heard of them, most people probably haven't heard of them, because I'm up to date. I'm hip to what's going on. Pam Grier, again. A. Marie, excuse me. Whatever happened to her? I remember her. I do. Kiki Palmer, Christina Milian. Absolutely, a definite maybe. Taraji Henson, Ashanti, of course. I haven't seen Aaliyah, but Aaliyah might make the list. There's Diana Ross again. Josephine Baker. Tatiana Ali from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, absolute possibility. Eve, a lot of possibilities. Tyra Banks, Rihanna, probably definites. So, we'll see. There's Aaliyah. Vanessa Williams, Ciara. I'll put it together. Vivica Fox, absolutely another possibility. There's Iman again. MC Light, making the IMDb list. Good for her. Lark Voorhees, Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell, Stacey Dash from Clueless, and more recently for everybody hating her political views. So a lot of possibilities. I will get it down to 16. I'll get it done. I'll get it figured out. I think, hopefully. Brett Anthony, the Brett Anthony Rock Show, checking out the show on Facebook and liking it in the Disciples of Stoner Jesus group on the old Facebook. Got weed news coming up live in many places. As I said, I'll give you updates on the whole most beautiful black woman of all time bracket, voting, all that stuff. Have no fear. I'm on the case. As I said, weed news is coming up. Return of weed news. I'll explain to you where it went, why it's coming back, all of that. And later, of course, as I said, my interview with adult legend Sarah J. Talk about the industry, cannabis or CBD products are coming out soon, including CBD sex lube from adult legend Sarah J. SarahJCBD.com. All of that is coming up, of course. Sarah Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 31. We're doing it live on June 18th, 2020, as 2020 grinds on. And we're doing our best. We do what we can. You know what I'm saying? Sarah Jesus Show Live. All kinds of cool shit coming up, Dick Nuggets. Stay tuned.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Pierre Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 31. Live on Twitter, Periscope, Twitch, and Facebook. Find videos on demand in all those places, clips and shit on YouTube, social media links, past episodes, sponsor banners, and more can all be found at stonerjesus.net. All information on the show, in fact, can be found at stonerjesus.net. Now it's time for the return of weed news. You say, well, what the fuck happened to weed news? Where did it go? I've mentioned it a few times on the show. What happened to weed news? Basically, in November of 2017, I started doing a show called Cannabis News for the Marijuana Times. It was up on the Marijuana Times YouTube channel. 615 episodes we did. Still up there. Hopefully, we can get back to it at some point in the near future. MarijuanaTimes.org as well. In March, when the coronavirus stuff hit, that went by the wayside. It went on a hiatus, if you will. So for 2.5 years, I did 5 days a week cannabis news for the Marijuana Times. It was, as I said, 615 episodes. And I stopped doing weed news on this show because it was just too much. It would be a lot of repetition. I thought about it various times, putting together kind of a highlight show of the week that went by on cannabis news and stuff like that. But I never really, you know, I'm not a big video editor type person. That's not exactly my thing. That's why I do a lot of streaming, as you can tell. It's much easier to cut out a clip from a long stream than it is for me to, like, put shit together and all that. I don't have time for that. Got a lot of shit going on. Very important person. I'm Stoner Jesus. Important stuff I have to do. Can't be in the video editing booth all day. Anyway, as I said a few months ago, hold on. Holy crap. I'm a professional broadcaster. I need my voice. It's my instrument of infotainment, if you will. So anyway, the return of weed news. I thought it's been a few months since we did cannabis news, so I'm going to bring back weed news on the show, at least until a point when, if and when we get back to doing cannabis news for the Marijuana Times. I took a few months off of really looking at a lot of weed news. I read some articles and kept up with things and various things on Twitter, and links that pop up in front of me. I didn't do the intensive research that I used to do for the show and for my articles for the Marijuana Times. I realized I was kind of burnt out. Plus, the news kind of dropped off after coronavirus. A lot of, other than some companies fighting to be essential businesses, some states weren't able to get legalization or not going to be able to get legalization on the ballot because signature gatherers couldn't go out. Things like that. A lot of things kind of halted. So there wasn't a ton of news, but we're starting to get back to the point where there's a lot of cannabis news and weed news to discuss. So that's what we're doing here. This first story comes from PennLive.com. It is an Associated Press story. Pennsylvania County cannot stop parolees from using medical marijuana. The state Supreme Court rules. Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Thursday struck down a county's policy that forbade people on probation and other forms of supervision from using cannabis if they are registered in Pennsylvania's medical marijuana program. The justice said that probationers holding a valid medical marijuana card are immune from punishment under the state's medical marijuana law. Lebanon County's court system has sought to prohibit medical marijuana use by people on probation and parole. County court said that since marijuana use remains illegal under federal law, judges in the probation department, quote, should not knowingly allow violations of the law to occur. The county's policy was challenged by 3 medical marijuana patients. It's always a weird argument, the whole federal supremacy argument, this notion that federal policy supersedes state policy in all things at all times, then what would be the point of having state laws at all? Why wouldn't states just adopt all federal laws and make them the same? It's because there's times when a state can make their own law without interference from the federal government. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Does it end up that way? Of course not. We've seen that a million times. But it is what it is. It's why we do what we do. It's what we're working toward. To where, as I've said many times on Cannabis News, to where weed is just not something we talk about. It's so legal and it's such not a big deal that we're not fucking talking about it all the time. That's what we need to get. This is the way we are with alcohol. Nobody sits around except for like hardcore alcoholics talking about Jack Daniels all day. They just don't. If they want some Jack Daniels, they just fucking buy it and drink it. They don't talk about it. They go, oh man, gotta fucking, you know, go march for Jack Daniels now. It's just a part of their life. And that's the way marijuana should be. It's the next story. From MLive.com. Michigan recreational marijuana hits milestone, surpasses medical marijuana weekly sales in an upward ascent. Yeah, that's right. Ascent. 6 months into its existence. Michigan's recreational marijuana industry hit a new milestone last week, exceeding medical marijuana in weekly sales for the first time ever. That's right. And it continues to go up. As of now, both medical and recreational sales have seen a huge increase in average weekly sales since December. Weekly medical sales have nearly doubled, and weekly recreational sales are now up more than 800%. While medical marijuana sales totaled $9.97 million between June 8th and June 14th, recreational sales were $10.02 million. Since recreational sales began, Michigan has lost about 19,000 of its registered medical marijuana patients and almost 3,000 of its registered caregivers, 7% and 8%, respectively. The new recreational industry that went live on December 1st continues a steady ascent, even while major cities like Detroit, Saginaw, Grand Rapids, Jackson, and Pontiac still haven't allowed any recreational marijuana businesses to open up within their borders. Nearly 1,400 of Michigan's 1,773 cities have opted out of recreational marijuana. Medical marijuana sales remain more consistent. Since April, there's about 280 active medical marijuana provisioning center licenses. There's only about 114 existing recreational licenses. But the recreational, if given enough leeway, will always outstrip medical. If you blow open the reasons and the amount and the conditions that you can have marijuana for, which, if under a recreational, is just you're an adult, so you can go buy marijuana. It's the only reason you need. Obviously, more people are going to do that. It's less hassle. And hopefully, we can get to a point someday when medical marijuana is just needed for kids. And, you know, with the parents and doctors, and they can decide what underage children and minors need as far as, you know, epilepsy and things like that. But anybody who's an adult shouldn't need a reason. They should have never needed a reason to use marijuana because they're not infringing on the rights of anyone else, which means they're not a criminal. So recreational is obviously the future of marijuana. Again, barring restrictions like the ones we see in Michigan. I mean, again, even with those restrictions, it's not making a difference. Recreational marijuana is still now outselling the medical side of things. Even with a lot more medical marijuana dispensaries open, and big cities, you can't buy recreational marijuana. You got to go. People in Detroit got to go outside Detroit and somewhere. Doesn't matter. Because I've said many times before, people like marijuana. There's a lot of people that just, they got their money ready. They just want a place to buy it, and they want to go buy it. And that's it. This is not difficult shit. It's really not. Marijuana is a popular product. There's a big demand for it. People want to buy it. So if you want them to buy it, you let places open up where they can buy it. It's worked for all kinds of shit. Cars, cell phones, blenders, pet rocks, emotional support animals, all that shit. It's all good. It will work the same for marijuana, trust me. You open a store, let people sell it, other people come in and buy it. Fucking like clockwork, bro. This last story is from MarijuanaMoment.net. Yelp blocks marijuana businesses from two key advertising features. Now, I've never used Yelp for anything. I'm not a business, of course. Oh, maybe I could get on Yelp, get this show on Yelp, but probably not. I don't know what the point of that would be, really. Yelp is no longer offering two key advertising features to marijuana-related businesses, the company confirmed. To Marijuana Moment, two cannabis businesses have shared an email from Yelp announcing the policy change. It states the company has had unfortunate news and that it will be removing both the business highlights and portfolio advertising options for cannabis-related businesses effective immediately. We'll be removing these programs from Yelp page over the course of the next few business days, according to the email. The Berkeley Patients Group, the longest-running cannabis dispensary in the country, told Marijuana Moment, has already seen a significant impact since receiving the notice 2 days earlier. So they're seeing over 60% decline in page views just from what Yelp has done. Basically, the business highlights service allows individuals to pay to feature up to 6 descriptors on their page showing things like what makes their business unique, such as being family-owned. The separate portfolio option is another paid feature where businesses can include photos of projects they've completed, quote, to showcase their quality of work, expertise, and specializations, along with additional details such as cost and project timelines. These no longer are available features for cannabis businesses. Another unfortunate byproduct of illegality and the different patchwork of laws that's going on around the country. Will Yelp see a lot of marijuana businesses leave them? Probably. Will they notice and will it be a big deal to their business? Probably not. The cannabis industry as a whole is just not, doesn't have the economic power necessary for a company like Yelp to say, oh, you know, we really, or Facebook or Google or anybody else for that matter, for them to say, we really should cater to these people. Right now, they're still in the mode of, no, fuck these people. We don't need their shit. We saw this with the YouTube crackdown, whatever it was now, a couple years ago. I guess it was, I don't know how long it was at this point, where a lot of YouTube channels, including the Marijuana Times YouTube channel, got shut down for about 6 weeks. We were down. And other people were longer, a lot of bigger pages got shut down. They eventually all were restored. It was kind of the thing where you see that it's really not a big deal for them to lose cannabis business. One day it will be, because again, people want to buy marijuana, and as if enough restrictions are taken away, then the industry as a whole will have the economic power to force other platforms, kind of use economic pressure on them to keep them in line, if you will. But we're just not there yet. I'm trying my best. But again, I can't do all this shit on my own. I'm trying to solve racial inequality and racism. I'm trying to solve the marijuana question. I got a lot going on, man. It's all my these shoulders, man. These shoulders, you can't see it, but it's like, oh, they're weighed down with all of this. This responsibility for everything. Anyway, that's Return to Weed News. Hope you enjoyed. That's going to do it for the live portion of the show. We're going to do another break. I'm going to come back. My interview with Sarah J, adult legend. Sarah J, SarahJCBD.com. She has CBD products coming out. The massage oil, bath bombs, and CBD sex lube. That's right. We talk about that and more. All that is coming up after the break. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Continue to talk about stonerjesus.net. Tell people online. Tell people in the street. Yell it at strangers just when you're driving by. Just scream at them. Stonerjesus.net. Go check that shit out. Thank you in advance for doing so. And, of course, peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone.
of Tilk Radio.
You know, during Dance with the Stars, I started feeling discomfort.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was doing these old man smells. And it was kind of embarrassing because, you know, all the Dancing with the Stars crew, cast and crew, you know, they're all young kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, this old guy would come along and do one of those silent farts, you know, that you don't know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you smell, and everybody go, what the hell smells? And, you know, and you knew it was me. And so I'd scurry off to the bathroom, you know, and that's when I knew that there was something wrong.
The Tommy Chung Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show interview on the video chat. We have legend Sarah J. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Before we get into all the other stuff, how are you and the people around you? Is everybody safe with the whole coronavirus thing going on?
Yeah, the coronavirus really hasn't affected us too much. You know, we do a lot of working from home other than appearance dates being postponed. Yeah, most of my work is done from home anyway.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you are a legendary adult performer. How long have you been in the adult business?
I've been in the industry 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time. I imagine you've seen a lot of changes in 2 decades.
Absolutely, more than you could imagine.
Especially, obviously, with technology and stuff, we got there's a lot going on these days.
Yeah, you know, when I started, it was on VHS tapes, and we shot pictures on film.
That is definitely, and there's a lot of younger people listening to this, and they have no idea what a VHS tape is. Do yourself a favor, go look it up. It was it was a great time. I mean, there were, you know, it was interesting. You went from not being able to have anything to actually owning something in your own home. It was pretty incredible. Obviously, it doesn't stand up to, you know, all the porn sites and all the stuff they have now. But it was, for the time, it was amazing stuff. So CBD, you've gotten into CBD products. How'd you discover CBD?
Well, you know, I've always been involved in the cannabis community. I grew marijuana for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I've always been aware of, you know, the powers of not only CBD, but THC as well. And recently I have kind of like cut back on my intake, and I still wanted something to kind of like help me with sleep specifically. So I turned to CBD, and it's just been really a miracle between sleep and pain. You know, I work out a lot and I have a very active lifestyle, and I found that CBD is very helpful for that as well. And so I started doing some more research, and I have tried a lot of different products, And I came across an opportunity to have my own products. And so I wanted to jump on that because I believe in the benefits of CBD are outstanding. And the fact that it's, you know, fairly accepted pretty much in most places in the world is great. Yeah. I think that's a real good forward motion.
Absolutely. It's been definitely one of the great side effects, one of the many great side effects of the legalization movement over the last 10 or 12 years has been people's discovery of CBD. You know, it's not just something that with the stereotypes, with the stoners and the hippies and everybody wanting to get high, it's something that everybody can use and everybody can find relief from. SarahJCBD.com is where the products can be found. You have massage oil, sex lube, and bath bombs. What are some of the effects that people can expect from these products?
Well, first and foremost, relaxation. You're not going to get high from these. You know, you won't feel weird or anything like that, but you'll feel very relaxed. The bath bomb is great, you know, after a long day and you just want to relax in the bathtub and have some me time. The massage oil is really good because, you know, with a massage, it can actually penetrate your muscles and relax any tension that you have. And then, of course, my favorite is the sex lube. And at least speaking from a woman's point of view, the sex lube will really, like, relax your muscles, which is very important to have, like, a good orgasm, because if you're a little too tense, you know, or nervous, or maybe you're a little sore from some previous experience, you know, you can experience some relaxation and really enjoy the moment a little bit better. We've got the lube is called Long Night. The massage oil is called Long Day. And the bath bomb is called Time Out.
Awesome. Definitely worth checking out SarahJCBD.com. I also saw that beyond CBD, obviously you are a very entrepreneurial person and you have a lot of other products and stuff available. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, well, we're also going to do like a little bit of like a clothing line with the CBD. We've got like some t-shirts on the way and camis and little booty shorts. All that stuff is on the way. I also, you know, I'm an adult performer, so I have lots of other products as well. Everything from DVDs and t-shirts, and I have a stroker that, you know, has my voice. So you can actually listen to me while you pleasure yourself. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Technology. It's an amazing thing.
It sure is. You know, gone are the days where you just have to use your hands.
I don't miss those days. Oh, yeah, it's much better.
Right?
I was just talking about in the previous
interview. You can put a little bit of my CBD lube inside the stroker and hear my voice and get a little bit extra relaxation going on.
Yeah, it's definitely an incredible time with all the different avenues toward sexual pleasure and expression and all that stuff. It's definitely amazing stuff. In the future, do you have any kind of projects you want to tell anybody about? Do you have anything in the works that people should be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. I have a production company and management company as well, Wideside Productions. And we've got two releases that are coming out next couple months. And it's Wideside International Search Colombia Edition, Volume 1 and 2. We actually went to Colombia and found some of the hottest girls we could find and shot some really dirty stuff. It was great. We've also got a lot of other projects coming up, too. One that we shot in Curaçao and another one that is around one of our male talents, King Noir, called King Sessions. So we've got lots of hot content coming out from Wideside.
Awesome. Do you still perform a lot, or are you more of a management type of person now?
I do perform occasionally. I have my official site, SarahJ.com, where I always keep it updated with new content. But I focus my efforts on managing and producing and directing now.
What are some of the 20 years in the adult business, we've seen a lot of advances, especially in the rights of performers and things like that. How have things changed as far as the way adult films are shot and put together compared to the way it was 20 years ago?
Oh, wow. It has really, really changed. You know, I think technology is always like the driving force of that. And, you know, obviously the equipment is much less sophisticated than it used to be. Like, you know, you used to have these big like movie cameras and like boom mics and all kinds of crazy stuff. And now, you know, that technology is like pretty much condensed onto your little phone. So it's really allowed a lot of people that are talent to be able to produce their own content. Even if it's a more amateur type product, it's still available for them to produce. And there's a lot more platforms to put it on. So instead of just having VHS tapes or DVDs or something tangible, then it went from like websites. And now we have lots and lots of platforms and channels to put content on ourselves. So it's kind of become like a little bit more DIY within that industry. And I think, you know, it's been able to give you a lot more variety of content that way.
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it's an incredible thing. Obviously, as well as all the products and all the entrepreneurial stuff you've got going on, you also seem to be really killing it on social media. Where are some of the places that people can find you on Twitter, Instagram, and stuff?
Yeah, Twitter is Sarah J Triple X. Instagram is the_real_Sarah_J. And I've got, of course, my production companies have accounts as well. You can find all this stuff in one place. I've got a link portal called sarahjlinks.com, where if you're interested in finding anything about me, where my latest work is, where my latest products are, all my social media, you can go to that one spot.
Awesome. Sarah J CBD, everybody go check it out. Thank you for coming on the show and taking the time to be with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks.